Hello.
Hello, hey, Mr. Ford. This is Alexis giving you a call back with the Alabama Unemployment Claims Department. I do want to advise you that this call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Our call dropped, but I did want to inform you that I am still on the call. I'm just still waiting to get the information for your company, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. One second. Thank you for holding for Ms. Ford. I mean, Mr. Ford, I'm sorry. I'm still waiting on that information. I'm still here. I just want to let you know that I'm still on the line. I'm just waiting to get the information to move forward, okay?
Are you good?
All right. Thank you. One second. Okay, thank you for holding for Mr. Ford. So, did you receive a W-2 from them?
My W-2 on my Trinet, I think. Let me see.
Yeah, can you check for me? Or do you have a check? Do you have a recent check stub?
I got, let me see. Well, most of the checks are you? I'm going on it now.
Okay.
I'm gonna send it to my email real quick.
Okay. I got a W-2 right here. Okay, on your W-2, what does it say as your the employer? What name does it say on that?
The employer. Let me see.
Oh, for the EIN number, what's the EIN number?
What are your EIN number be at?
Let me see. It should say, I think the EIN number should be like on letter B or D. It's like a group of numbers. You're gonna have like two numbers in a dash, and then the rest of the numbers gonna be behind it. If you're looking at your W-2.
Hold on, let me see. Where my mama check with them on? I don't see them on. You saw where the NIE number at?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's a W-2, I think.
You got a gear too?
Yeah.
Okay, here goes, ma'am. It's 65-04 92-053.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So does it on that? Does it say SOL23OFFLINC?
You said, do it say what, ma'am? You said the name of the employer.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Trinet. It's TRINETHR. I-I-A/INC. It's
okay.
in Durban, California.
So you said that number was 65-04-92053.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's in box B, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Employer identified number, EIN number.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you can put Mr. Ford back on the line. We are ready to move forward now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay, do you have a telephone number for Trinex?
Telephone number? I had my number.
Now, do you have a number for the company?
Oh, let me see. I don't got a number for Trinet.
Do you have a number? Like, if you Google it through, if you got a number for ASI, like the company itself, like someone you called, or did you call the company to like call out or something?
Yeah, I got the boss number.
Okay, what's the number?
Hold on, let me go to it. Let me go to my other phone real quick. I got the boss number. Let me go give it to you. All right, right here is 678-427-4151.
So that was 678-427-4151?
Yeah, 678-427-4151.
Okay, and that was in Montgomery, Alabama. You started April 6th, 2023. It ended on March 20th, 2024. And what's the reason why you're no longer, working there?
That's what I was trying to figure out too. But it was okay. So once I went to work, I was trying to hit my badge on the door, trying to get in, and work. So then when the security guard called me over to them, they were like, we're wrong with the bag. We could have figured out we're wrong with the bag. So another security car pulled up. They pulled up. They came. They got me. He was like, so you the one arguing with your supervisor? I was confused because I never argue with nobody. All I do is go to work and go home. Mm. So I went to the security office. He was like, you was the one. I was like, arguing with who? I never argue with him. I ain't going to argue with nobody. So my supervisor called me. He said, tell me why they false claiming and saying that me and you were arguing. I was like, what? I'm trying to figure out when we was arguing. He was like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out now. So he was trying to get me back. So the boss, he was like, no, I heard that they tried to get us gone because they don't want us at the new company. So he was like, I know I called the boss. He was like, I'm going to see when I get back because he was on duty. So when he got back, all of a sudden they banned me. So at first terminated me, and then they turned around and banned me.
So you really don't even have a reason on why you was fired.
No, that was I was trying to figure out. They fired me for no reason.
Okay, and what is the name of the people who fired you?
His name is Derek and Patrick.
And they was the supervisors?
They was the head people. They was over us. Derek and Patrick over us.
Okay, do you want to place you on the brief hold?
Are you good? Yes, you can go ahead.
Thank you for holding for Mr. Ford. I do apologize about that whole time. So, what did you do to? I'm trying to find it. What did you do to resolve the issue before they fired you? You just informed them that you wasn't in an altercation with your supervisor.
You like when they told me that. I was trying to, me and my supervisor calling, nobody picked up the phone. So we were like, when we got into an argument, because he was asking the same thing, when me and Jay got into an argument. We never got into an argument. Because the day when I went back to work, me and him were talking. and he was just asking me questions and stuff. No, he would ask me, can I go to the other building and do the building? And I was like, yes. So I went over there and did the building. I stayed over there until 9 o'clock till the time to go. And I left and went home. And then the next day, that when they came with that. But they said they did that because they don't want us to start at the new company. They don't want no old people at the new company.
Oh, okay. So I'm just noting everything that you're saying. So it can be on your file or on your claim.
So I don't know where it's going on with them. And then he told me, this was the exact word he said. He said, you should be starting back Tuesday or Wednesday. Once I call him Tuesday and see if I can come back, he said, nah, I looked and I figured out you got banned. How? And they just said they terminated me. You saying I'm banned, but they told me I was terminated. He said I can work at any other job out there at Hyundai but that job. How? Now I can't work at none of them because y'all banned me.
Okay, so I did go ahead and notate that as well. Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last work day, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Ford, you are certified that your name is true. I'm sorry, you are certified that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earning you provide with wages reported by your employer. False answers can be resulted in overpay and fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Mr. Ford. Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. So I have some questions that I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to also provide answer choices. And I would like for you to answer it to the best of your ability, okay? The first one is, which of the following street address in Selma have you ever lived on, lived at, or been associated with? 1012 Pettis Street, 1421 St. Anne Street, 5006 Taylor Drive, 7122 U.S. Highway 80 East, or none of the above, you have never been familiar with the property?
Oh, no, I stayed on 110 Willow Avenue.
In Selma? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Fighting Spirit?
I didn't attend no college.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2264 Tamas Lane, 6452 Tillery Drive, 66 Lee Road 294, B15 Gray Street, or you never been associated with any of these addresses?
What is that? What is that?
It doesn't say where is it located. It just has street names. Have you ever lived at any one of these street addresses?
I don't remember. No, no.
You can ask your mom if you want, if you would like.
Yeah. Let me see. Because I don't know about those streets. But we live on end of these streets. We live on end of these streets. You can say it again.
So the first one is 2264 Thomas Lane, 6452 Tillery Drive, 66 Lee Road, 294 B15 Gray Street.
Now go to the first one you said in Selma.
Okay. Selma, which of the following street addresses in Selma have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1210 Pettus Street, 1421 St. Anne Street, 5006 Taylor Drive, 7122 U.S. Highway 80 East.
Pettus.
1210 Pettus Street.
I don't know where I say
it. I
say that
110
Willow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Mr. Ford, you hereby that you are filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Say it again.
You hereby that you are filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements
yes.
made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm going to read you this disclosure, Mr. Ford. 1 second. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your employment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either on the claimant portal or you can dial the telephone number 1-800-752-7389. Sir?
Oh, you good.
Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday as early as 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, no later than 5 p.m. So your first weekly claim will open on Sunday, which is March the 31st, and it will close on Friday, which is April the 5th at 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN, and your PIN would be 0999.
Hold on. 0999.
0999.
Okay. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you can call our inquiry line at 1-800.